And so Harden's got 11 triple-doubles on the year, okay? To put it in perspective, the year that Robertson did it for a season, averaged it for a season, he ended up with 41 triple-doubles. Westbrook's got 18 through 40 games. James has 11. So I'm trying to put it in perspective. I'm looking at all these comparisons, and I hate to say this for Rockets fans, but this is what's going to hurt James's campaign for MVP. He's having one hell of a season. The team's playing phenomenal basketball, overachieving across the board from what expectations were. But to be realistic, if Westbrook is able to average it for the year, it's going to factor in, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I just say, look, it's going to be a – if he does it, it'll be one of the more phenomenal feats I've seen in my – you know, individual feat that I've seen in my – my career in the NBA, from playing to GMing to coaching to announcing on TV, you know, the kid is doing something that is just so hard to explain to people how hard it is to do that. You know, go out there and get just even one of the, you know, average 30 points a game. Okay, how many people are going to do that in this league? Very few people have done that. Then you say, okay, average over 10 rebounds. Oh, you know, okay, there's very few people that do that. Average over 10 assists. I mean, you're to do that all in 1 year and average a triple double. I just don't see how they don't give it to him. And that's not taking away anything from James. I think James is playing great. What Russell's able to do is just almost superhuman. It's crazy to think that someone's capable of putting up those numbers.